Boker Tov, Tu Bishvat Sameach to everybody. I'm fortunate that every couple weeks, every month and a half or so, my in-laws come for Shabbat. Mother-in-law and father-in-law come for Shabbat. And the truth is that we always know that one of the things to expect when my in-laws come for Shabbat is all sorts of comments and advice about the house, about the garden, about they come, they see, and they make pointers. And often that's experience as a son-in-law, is your in-laws, your parents, give you advice. My father-in-law puts his hand around my shoulder and says, listen, I've been a homeowner for a lot longer than you have. You really need to fix, you really need to paint. Listen, your garden, your lemon tree is like this small. You've seen a lemon tree at my house. I have hundreds of more lemons than you do. Here's what you need to do. And that's part of the choten, part of the father-in-law experience, is helping out the son-in-law. But I've always wondered, especially, I got to be honest with you, my father-in-law is a building manager. That's his professional experience. And there are a lot of times when he comes over, he makes little pointers, observations, gives advice that he's really spot on. And that Sunday morning, that's the first thing that we do. And then there are times that, we have different tastes, we have different priorities. So maybe that's not really what we're going to do, but, thank you for the advice, but we're going to respectfully go a different direction. And then there are times that, might have decent ideas and will not. And as a son-in-law, just like Moshe, I want to know the following. What type of advice was given to him by his father-in-law, by Yitro, in the beginning of the sixth parsha? Was it the type of advice that Moshe said, oh my God, that is brilliant. I'm sitting here breaking my head every day judging people. And you come along and you say, listen, Moshe, I've had a lot more experience than you dealing with this whole religion. And going from a small time, small religion to a larger institution and creating a system that will really help lots and lots of people. But Moshe can't do it by himself. I mean, was that a brilliant idea? Was that the type of idea you go and you go to a consultant and this is an organizational growth idea? And Yitro has a lot more experience with religious organizations. And Moshe looked at him and said, wow, amazing, thank you. Now I can go home, spend some time with my wife and kids, and I'll actually be able to do the same thing. Of course, the other possibility is that it wasn't such a good idea. Or it wasn't the best idea. Now, let's be clear, the Torah talks about it and promotes it. Of course, at the same time, the Medrash says, but why didn't God tell Moshe to do this in the first place? And also, if you look at the language at the end, in other words, what's the perspective of Yitro? What does Yitro see? Yitro sees his poor son-in-law. Now, what's he doing? He's sitting there all day long. Madu ata yoshev levadecha. Why are you all alone, poor guy? And the people are standing in front of you all day long. What type of job is this? It's worse than, any corporate lawyer. I mean, go home a little, relax a little, my poor son-in-law. And look at the way it ends. What does Yitro say is going to be the advantage of the system that I'm going to put in place? It's going to make it easier for you. Oh, v'gam... Oh, don't worry. It'll also be good for the people. So understand the perspective of Yitro is helping his son-in-law. And it's a beautiful thing. But maybe it's not in Bnei Yisrael's best interest. Maybe it's not in the Torah's best interest. Maybe it's not in God's best interest. Now again, Moshe does it. But you know what's also missing here? God saying that's a great idea. God giving a stamp of approval. Not here. The question is there something missing? Is there something? Was there a negative? And the truth is that, again, the advantage, I think, is clear. The structural advantage, this creating later a system that becomes a kinim, a necessary advantage. But maybe there was also a disadvantage. Maybe there was also, what did the answer I'll lose? What was it, perhaps, that was a problem? And I want you just to think back to what Pasuk Moshe says. When Moshe says to Yitro, Yitro says, what are you doing all that? Moshe says the following thing. You know what I'm doing? When the people come to me, Lidrosh Elokim. They come in search of God.
Now, often they perhaps come in search of God with questions, with complaints, with disputes, with fights. But they're coming in search of God. And Moshe is uniquely qualified, or perhaps the only one qualified, to help them in their search with God. Because he's the only one, literally and figuratively, who's met God. He's the only one who can turn around and say, "That's a great question. Let me go ask." No one else can do that. And it's very possible that Bnei Yisrael missed out, not being able to go straight to Moshe, this intermediary of people in front of them. That when they asked a question, they weren't being Doresh Hashem, but they were asking a legal question to a lawyer instead of asking a religious question to Moshe. And the truth is, we've seen this necessary evil, but intermediary. Torah Shabbat Peh was never supposed to be written down. You're supposed to learn it from somebody. You're supposed to feel that every time you're learning, you're being connected to something bigger and greater and broader. And sometimes we learn a Gemara, we learn a Shulchan Aruch, we learn a couple lines. And all we see are those couple lines. We don't see that every question that we have is an attempt to Doresh Hashem, attempt to search for God. And perhaps the writing down of Torah, the intermediaries of judges, instead of going straight to Moshe, but that means it's our responsibility to make sure that every time we learn, every time we ask a question, we say to ourselves, this isn't just a question on a Tosfot. This isn't just a question on a line of Gemara. This is our way of being Doresh Hashem. And if Moshe was here, Moshe Rabbeinu would help us see how every question, every piece of Torah, every halakha is a way of searching for God, a way of relating to God. But in lieu of Moshe, it's our job to make sure that every single thing we learn, we look at ourselves and ask, what does this mean about me and God? What does God want from us with this halakha, with these couple lines of Gemara? Now, Rav Tzadok used to always write that whenever you're learning, you look for the pasuk. Why do you look for a pasuk, a makor? Not just because we need an authority from a perspective of legal authority. You're always looking to peel back the layers of every halakha, of every line of Gemara, and say, what does God want from me? We can all try to do that perhaps today. Take one line of Gemara, one halakha, and say, wait a second, if Moshe was here, Ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh elokim, we'd be asking Moshe, how do I connect this with God? In lieu of that, we should all be asking ourselves that same question. Have a good day.